Introduction. A great, big, beautiful tomorrow. All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Walt Disney. You know this is proof, right? I was at Disney World speaking to my wife, Jennifer, as we waited in line for one of the popular rides. I don't remember which ride, but I do remember it was hot and humid and crowded and noisy. Oh yeah? Jennifer raised her eyebrows as she fanned herself with a park map trying to create a little breeze. Proof of what? Before I answered, I looked over at our sons, Malachi and Nehemiah. They were reading through one of those informational placards they build into the waiting areas of Disney rides in an attempt to make the lines less boring. Then I looked back into my wife's eyes, smiled, and said, "Proof that I love you." We both knew it was true. My love for my family is the only thing that motivates me to join them at zoos, fairs, stadiums, and especially at amusement parks. I once waited in line 4 hours just so my sons could meet Woody and Buzz Lightyear, their heroes from Toy Story. Now that's love. These days, my boys no longer care about meeting larger-than-life characters. Instead, they've become adventure seekers, tackling the likes of Space Mountain, Rock and Roller Coaster, and the Tower of Terror. Jennifer, too. I'm not a fan of rides that go faster than 5 miles an hour. So I spend our days at Disney either sitting on the sidelines or going on what my sons call old people rides. One of my favorite old people rides is the Carousel of Progress, which is a rotating stage show that debuted at the 1964 World's Fair in New York. The carousel takes you on a simulated time travel experience with animatronic characters from different periods of the 20th century, each describing how technology has improved their lives. One of the main features of that ride is a song called "There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow," which gets repeated over and over again throughout the experience. The song describes a great big beautiful tomorrow that shines at the end of each day, a tomorrow that's a better version of today, a tomorrow we can access by following both our minds and our hearts. According to the song, this great big beautiful tomorrow is only a dream away. I've probably heard that song 100 times by now, but I still enjoy it. I find the music calming and the lyrics inspiring. Actually, enjoy might not be a strong enough word. The truth is, I get choked up every time I go on that ride. Even now, after all these years, I have to wipe away a few tears as I leave the theater. Yes, it is a bit awkward when I'm surrounded by a bunch of little kids and I look like I've just finished watching the movie Titanic, but I can't help it. It makes me emotional. The reason that ride affects me so much is because it's all about the power dreams have to shape our lives, to influence both who we are and what we can become. As you get to know me throughout this book, you'll see that I'm passionate about dreams. In fact, I believe that pursuing a dream is essential to living a life with purpose. It's as vital to life as eating is to nourishment and breathing is to consciousness. This is especially true for God-sized dreams, which are those burning desires we often bury deep in our hearts because it seems as if there's no way we can accomplish them, at least not through our own wisdom and strength. I know firsthand how amazing it feels to achieve that kind of dream. It's life-changing in so many ways. But I also know what it's like to carry the disappointment and despair.